You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. I'm Laura Kramer. Guy Uvesha is the founder and CEO of Maslow's. It's the hospitality group behind Mortimer House in London's Fitzrovia and One Warwick, the newly opened Members House in Soho. After launching Mortimer House in late 2017, Guy knew if he followed it up with a sequel, it had to similarly celebrate the spirit of the neighborhood, its history, its culture, and the prominence of their original location. And with One Warwick, he made that happen. The renovated neo-baroque house is set over 6 floors, and it features sweeping views of the city, a year-round rooftop bar with a wraparound terrace, and a public restaurant with late-night licensing. Guy kindly gave me a tour of the location this week, and he explained how Maslow's theories of happiness and motivation are the foundation of how he approaches a project. So how do you implement the hierarchy of needs into hospitality products? Here's Guy with more on that and how the journey to One Warwick began.
One of our most important philosophies and driving factors in everything that we do is based on Maslow's theories of happiness and human motivations. The name of the overarching company is called Maslow's. Although we create unique identities for the houses and projects we do, we get a lot of guidance from the philosophy of Maslow's. And really, our intention is to satisfy both personal and professional needs and how people harmonize various aspects of their lives. It's not just about work or not just about social, like many other concepts around London and globally. We think we were able to create the perfect harmony between all these components to allow you to live healthy, pursue your passions, and interact socially with people under one roof. And each floor and space provides to these different needs. And, you know, at the very top of that theory of or pyramid, as he called it, you really self-actualize. We're trying just to facilitate whatever we can to our community and our members. For Abraham Maslow, just before he died, he came up with a 7th theory that he never really published, but it was transcendence, and it was beyond the self. He obviously topped his pyramid with self-actualization, but in his latest research, he decided he wants to add another top level, and that's transcendence. So hopefully we can also help each other succeed and not help ourselves. Well, I think I always had the desire to create a network or a collection of unique hospitality products. In this case, we've created a very special members' house. And it's obviously a private community, although we're sitting right now in our public-facing restaurant, Nessa. In this beautiful corner, we wanted to extend our hospitality to the rest of the neighborhood in London in general. But there was always an intention to do more than one and expand to other locations even beyond London. The problem was that we're very selective with the type of buildings that we feel are suitable, so it took a while. Mortimer House opened just over 5 years ago. And a few years after it opened, we started to look for the second location. I always wanted to focus on the West End. I felt this type of offering would work best in central locations where the combination of living, working, shopping, entertaining coexists. And I was really hunting for a special building, ideally a corner building like Mortimer House, which is a 1930 Art Deco building, extremely visible. This particular building, while it was not for sale, it looked like it was being vacated, and various planning applications have been submitted, which alerted me and made me feel like this is the chance to approach the owners of the building. They were not very amenable at first. They basically didn't get back to me at all for a very long time. I had to persist. And if there's one lesson learned here, tenacity is one of the most important aspects in entrepreneurship, I believe. And I just didn't give up. I continued pursuing this. They were not sellers. They didn't want to sell. They didn't need to sell. And ultimately, I've convinced them to meet with me just to explain the vision I had, and that I wasn't just a real estate trader. While I love property and real estate, I really enjoy creating and bringing life within real estate. It's not about the real estate. It's about the hospitality and everything else. So after about 14 months from the day I first saw this jewel of a building, we were able to acquire it. And then, of course, COVID hit. So there was a lot of fun, as you can imagine, and a very challenging project on many, many levels. But I'm extremely pleased with the outcome. And I think our existing community and members would really enjoy it. And I believe this would also allow us to attract additional members. I mean, Soho is different to Fitzrovia, and we didn't simply replicate what we've created in Fitzrovia. Fitzrovia has its own qualities. One Warwick is really the naughty sister of Mortimer House. We're also looking to expand into Europe. We're obviously, from an operational point of view, we've created a whole team here, and we're looking at other markets, some of the usual suspect cities in Europe. But the common denominator between all the places that we look at, and more specifically the neighborhoods within these cities, not just the cities in general, is that they need to tick various boxes. The location needs to be incredible to live in, incredible to work in, incredible to shop in, experience art and culture. And there are very few places around the world that can say this neighborhood has all of that. And if we look at Paris or New York, even with within these markets, we will look for the neighborhoods that comply with these requirements. Cities like London and other major metropolitan cities have very distinct neighborhoods. We're very clear about what neighborhoods we want to be in, because we think our members or prospective members would very much appreciate everything that not just the house has to offer to them, but what the neighborhood that the house sits within has to offer to them. One of my mottos, which is not really helpful because it's very difficult to achieve, is all I ever wanted was everything. So, and I want to believe that all my members ever wanted was everything. So to give them everything is my life pursuit. And again, if you look at this, I think Soho is truly one of the best neighborhoods in the world, one of the most exciting neighborhoods in the world. This building is one of the most beautiful buildings you could look at or appreciate. The design is stunning and the quality is unbelievable without being pretentious, which is really, really important. And within the house, they can achieve whatever they want. They can go for a workout in the morning or a meditation session, and then they can go up and have the most incredible breakfast. And then they go up one more level and they can do a little bit of work. And then they can go into a beautiful meeting room and conduct some business. And then they after working hours, they can go to the rooftop and have a great drink in a Turkish-inspired rooftop restaurant and bar. So I'd like to believe that we've provided for everything and we didn't compromise on anything. So I think all everybody wants is everything.
That was Guy Ivesha, the founder and CEO of Maslow's. You can learn more about One Warwick, head to onewarwick.com. And if you are in London, look out for the opening of the members' rooftop restaurant, Yasmin, later this month. And that's it for this episode of Eureka. We'll be back next week, and do look out for The Entrepreneurs, available every Wednesday. Eureka was edited by Emily Sands. My thanks to her. And of course, thanks once again to Guy Ivesha and all the Maslow's team. Listen again and find out more about Eureka and the entrepreneurs at monocle.com, or follow us and catch up with the archive via your preferred podcast platform. To contact the team, you can email me at lrk@monocle.com, and don't forget to subscribe to Monocle magazine. I'm Laura Kramer. Goodbye, and thanks for listening to Eureka.